We are here in the Great Hall of Vienna for the premiere of Ludwig van Beethoven's newest work, his Fifth Symphony. The maestro van Beethoven has made his way to the conductor's podium. He is conferring with the principal violinist. The audience is nervously awaiting this momentous symphony, which promises to be among his greatest. Now he raises his baton, the orchestra is ready, and the one and the two and a...
Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
The radio, it's the riders on the radio. The bonfires that will let them go. Get ready for the cowboy show. The radio, okay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yodel-a-y-you. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with riders in the sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,316th performance of their 100-proof career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Big Spender, the voice that launched a million baby chicks over border radio all those many years ago. Welcome to our show. Well, so many jokes and songs and so little time, let's get right to it. Too Slim, you ready?
Ready to ride, Ranger Doug.
Woody Paul?
You bet, Ranger Doug. Let's go.
I'm Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, and our orchestra is ably conducted by a man who plays both ends against the middle. We call him Joey, the Cow Polka King. Let's start with our own singing a song to the sky.
Yeah. Kick it off there, Woody.
Singing a song to the sky, riding high, there go I. Who lives freer than I, as I ride singing my song to the sky.
On the rim of a canyon I'm trailing, just watching the dream clouds a-sailing.
Through the endless blue on as I ride singing my song to the sky.
Thank you.
Radio Theater will return following these important words. Here's the president of the First Rational Bank of Tumbleweed Valley, Cashmere Arbitrage.
Hello, my friends and my dear, dear depositors. Welcome to A Conversation with Cash. I know you've heard a lot of stories recently, irresponsible people saying your hard-earned money might not be safe in my bank, or indeed any bank. Well, that's a lot of bunk. Money doesn't just disappear. Where would it go? Oh, no, your money is somewhere. It must be. And when we find it, we'll put it to work for you. I can promise you that. So keep depositing money at First Rational. Are we insured, you ask? Well, what about you? Are you insured? No? Well, we can insure you. We'll be happy to sell you a policy to insure your loved ones, your money, your very peace of mind. So, my friends, crack open Junior's piggy bank, dig deep under that mattress, go out in the backyard and dig up Aunt Mary's inheritance and bring it down to First Rational. Deposits! That's what we need, deposits! And remember, at First Rational Bank, we think we know what we're doing.
This conversation with Cash has been brought to you by First Rational Bank, member FOLD. And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, it's guest time here on Riders Radio Theater. Normally that's a chore that Too Slim takes care of, but this evening the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul, is going to introduce our guests.
You bet, Ranger Doug. And it's going to be a privilege, too, and I know all the folks out there in public radio land and our studio audience here are in for a great treat as we introduce some good friends of ours from up in the Eat, Cheese, or Die state of Wisconsin.
That's right.
They write all their own material. It's Lou and Peter Berryman. Glad to have y'all here tonight.
Thank you. It really is a pleasure to be here tonight. We were thinking about doing a Wisconsin song tonight, but since this is going out over the radio and since we're not standing in Wisconsin right now, we're here in Cincinnati, we thought instead we'd do something that applied all over the place, and we're going to do our generic state song, as a matter of fact.
This song is called Your State's Name Here. When the grass is blown by the breeze, there's a faraway look in the leaves of the trees. A memory returns, heartbreakingly clear, of a place I call home.
Your state's name here.
No sky could be deeper, no water so clear, as back in the meadows of
your state's name here.
I'm gonna go back.
Your state's name again.
Oh,
your state's name here.
Oh,
again.
What a state. I have not been back since
a reasonable date.
Where the asphalt grows soft in July every year. In the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
My grandpa would come and turn on the game and fall asleep drinking
your local beer's name.
While grandma would sing in the garden for hours to all of
the names of indigenous flowers.
The songs that she sang were somewhat obscure. She learned from the local townspeople, I'm sure. The language they use is not very clear.
Place a colloquialism right here.
Oh,
your state's name here.
Oh,
again.
What a state. I have not been back since
a reasonable date.
Where the asphalt grows soft in July every year. And the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
I'd love to wake up where
the state songbird
sings. Where they manufacture
the names of some things.
Like there on the bumper, a sticker so clear. An eye and a heart and then
your state's name here.
Whisper it soft, it's a song to my ear.
Your state's name here, your state's name here.
It's there I was born, and it's there I'll grow old, by the rivers of blue and the arches of gold.
Oh, your state's name here,
oh,
again.
What a state. I have not been back since.
A reasonable date.
Where the asphalt grows soft in July every year, in the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
In the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
Lou and Peter Berryman. All the way from Wisconsin, hey? That was great. That was really great.
I guess you guys have played all over Wisconsin, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We'll play a night and stop over and stay at a bed and bratwurst and then go on and play the next night.
I bet you can remember all the names of the towns you played into, can't you?
I bet we can, yeah.
Well, that's great. Been great to have you on the show here,
Well, it's
folks.
Been nice
well,
to be here.
Thank you very much.
We're back in Wisconsin at about this time of the performance, we usually get paid. Is that true down here, too? Or
that's no problem. I'm the paymaster around here. Here's your check from Riders Radio Theater. There you go.
Well, thanks. We'd like the cash, though. Can we cash that here, or is it...
Oh, gosh. We don't keep that kind of money around.
Well, where do you suppose we could cash that check?
Well, there's only one place to cash it. It's the First Rational Bank of Tumbleweed Valley.
Is that... Tumbleweed Valley near Cincinnati? Or?
Well, no, actually, you can. Ladies and gentlemen, how about a big hand for Lou and Peter Berryman again?
Yes.
There they go.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Xavier University Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul Western theme number 2, based on a folk melody written by Woody Paul. Additional lyrics by Woody Paul. Choreography by Woody Paul. Radio graphics courtesy of Woody Paul. Vehicles provided by Woody Paul Motors. This segment brought to you by the Woody Paul Humanitarian Foundation. Texas Vic's Bender appears here courtesy of Woody Paul. Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 2 of the exciting Western melodrama, Trail of the Diamond Desperado. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, in our last action-packed episode, the Riders changed the name of their home on the range to...
Harmony Ranch.
Then they decided to ride into town, where after agreeing to meet up at the bank, they split up, each with his own errands to run. Ranger Doug to see Miss Marm, Woody to the library, and Side Meat to the laundromat, and Too Slim to see Red the Barber for a haircut.
Oh, let's see, Colonel Slim, just bend your ear down here a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. Ouch! Ow!
Now look here, Colonel Too Slim, you're going to have to
stay. You look! There's... Blood on the Comb!
And now episode 2 entitled, Blood on the Comb.
Well, by the blooming jacarandas out front, I believe you've aired there, Colonel Too Slim.
What do you mean, aired? That's not blood on the comb?
No, unless I miss my guess, and I seldom do. It's a raspberry hair tonic.
Hmm. My gosh, ha, it is raspberry hair tonic. What a relief.
Well, I've... That reminds me, Colonel Tuslim, of a Branch Rickey and I, back in 1951.
Not just another Branch Rickey.
His hair clipped at Red the Barber's Shop, and side meat is getting clipped of his quarters at Captain Scat's Scrub-a-Dub-Dub Laundromat.
Oh, you dang nerve concerned maintain, you doggone.
Hey, hey, man, hey, easy, daddy-o. You're pounding my machine to a pup there,
daddy. Well, it took my quarter, and I'm not your daddy-o.
It's supposed to take your quarter, Pops. It's a coin-operated washing machine.
We're supposed to wash my laundry when it does. And I told you I ain't your pop.
No. Oh, I get you, Drift. Man, that's some strong laundry you got in there, man. How long since you washed it? 4 or 5 months?
Well, about a year, actually.
Man, I think the problem is it's overwhelmed, man. Like, whew. That just about am, too.
Well, I'm going to overwhelm it. Let me at it there. Let me at it.
Hey, hey, cut it some slack, Jack. Beating on it won't get it right. You gotta help the thing. Yeah. You gotta synchronize with its vibes. You gotta be one with the machine.
What are you talking about?
Just do a little mantra, man. That ought to do it.
Mantra, man?
Yeah, now you're digging it. Oh. Come on. Bebop, dee-bop, dee-bop, dee. Come on and get my laundry clean.
What are you talking about there?
What?
Boy, that machine makes the worst noise I ever heard.
Kind of screaming back at us there, isn't
it? Yeah.
Say it with me, man. You want your laundry clean, don't you?
Well, sure. Well, yeah, all right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Do ba ba do ba ba do ba be. Get my laundry clean for me. Do ba ba do ba ba do. Get my laundry clean for me.
It worked. Let that thing go
around. It's cooking now, man. Look at that.
Looks like it's washing to me.
Yeah, solid, solid.
Hey, who are you anyway?
Oh, I'm Captain Scat, man. This is my laundromat.
Well, you don't look like the sort of guy you usually see running a laundromat.
Well, this ain't my main gig, man. See, I'm a professional jazz accordion player.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't many of them around.
No wonder either, man. There ain't no work here. I found out when I first got here. See, I went down to the Tumbleweed Valley Musicians Local, put up a little 3x5 card that says, Jazz Accordion Player, Have Cool Wheel Travel. Nobody ever called, man.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. So I bought this little place because I always dreamed of having a little joint where a cat could come in, kick back, blow some cool jazz, and wash his dirty underwear.
Well, you got a cool place here.
Gosh, thanks, Pops. Say, I see you got a harp sticking out your apron pocket there. You want a jam, man?
Jam?
Yeah, you know, blow. You know Billy's Bounce by Charlie Parker, man?
Well, the only thing I know is Polly Wally Doodle.
Polly who?
Polly Wally Doodle.
Crazy, Jack. Go ahead. Kick it off. I'll find the groove. Let's go.
All right, but my name ain't Jack, and it ain't Pops, and it ain't Daddy-O. It's Side Meat.
That's cool with me, Side Meatus.
Okay, that's close enough.
And so while 6 months of dirty laundry churn and roil, cool jazz blows through Captain Scat's scrub-a-dub-dub laundromat as two hip cats find a mutual groove. A groove that takes Side Meat through some changes, as Riders in the Sky learn when he joins them a short while later just outside the First Rational Bank of Tumbleweed Valley.
Where's Side Meat? He's supposed to be here by now.
I don't know, Woody, but he did have a Herculean load of really filthy laundry to do.
Yeah, I bet you he's not going to be in a very good mood when he does get here either.
That's a good point. Oh, here he comes. Say, what's that on his head?
Gee, it looks like a black beret.
It looks like it because that's exactly what it is.
What in the world?
Oh, you talking to me, Jack?
Who?
Huh?
Never mind. Slip me some skin, Jim.
Where you been, Side Meat?
I've been digging, Jack.
Scooby-Doo-Bop-Bop. Side Meat, wait a minute. What in the world are you talking about?
I'm talking about the groove thing, Jimbo.
You
know, blowing through some heavy changes.
He's lost his mind, Ranger Doug.
That's kind of a redundant comment, don't you think, Woody?
Boys, we better get on to this meeting. Side Meat, you better let us do the talking.
Solid, man.
Thus it is that only seconds later, Riders in the Sky are being ushered into the inner sanctum of First Rational Bank President Kashmir J. Arbitrage.
Right this way, gentlemen. Mr. Arbitrage is expecting you. Mr. Arbitrage, these gentlemen are Riders in the Sky.
Of course they are. Come in, Riders in the Sky. Come in. Miss Pica, hold all calls.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, boys. Welcome to the First Rational Bank, where we think we know what we're doing.
Well, thank you.
Have a seat, Woody. Take a chair or two, Slim. Please be seated, Cowboy Dan.
That's Ranger Doug, sir.
Of course it is. And who's the old geezer in the beret?
Oh,
solid meters. Slip me some skin, Jim.
Oh, delighted. But the name is Cashmere. Just say Cash.
Oh, give me some cash then, Jim.
Ah, funny. That is funny. And I want to do it, too. After all, this is a bank. Now that we've loosened up a little bit, what can I and First Rational do for you?
Well, Mr. Arbitrage...
Cash. Call me Cash.
All right. Cash, yes. We came to see you about a loan.
Make my day! I was hoping you'd say that.
You're all right, Jackson.
Oh, thanks, Side Metis. Now, why do you fellows need this loan?
Well, for starters, we need some new tack.
New tack? Wonderful. Let's say $10,000 for new tack.
Well, I think that's a little generous.
Nonsense. You need the best. That cheap tack phrase breaks with only limited usage. Why, it could break and you could wind up falling off your horse and into a water trough or something.
I heard that.
Take my advice and get the best. Now, what else do you need the bucks for?
We need some new salt licks.
$5,000.
Oh, I don't think we need that many salt licks.
When you run a herd on a range as big as yours, you can't have too many salt licks. Now, what else?
Well, we need some sweet feed and we need some range cubes.
$10,000!
Gosh, we can buy designer feed with that kind of money.
And why not? Your herd deserves it.
Well, that's a little bit extravagant.
Now, I've already written it down. Now, what else?
Well, the main thing we need is some new breeder stock.
Capital! Bloodline! Everything in the cattle business. Let's say $50,000 for that. What else?
Well, that about does it.
Oh, we need new t-shirts for the herd.
T-shirts?
Yeah, you see, t-shirts are the humane alternative to branding, and we've changed the name of our spread from the XXX Ranch to the...
Harmony Ranch.
Sing no more! $25,000 for t-shirts.
$25,000?
Absolutely, you'll need extra, extra large ones. They should be in four colors, don't you think?
No,
they sure will.
Mr. Arbitrage.
Cash, call me Cash.
Yes, Cash. How much does this all come to?
Call me Arbitrage. $100,000. Bing, 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 bing.
That's a lot of Jack.
Well, don't worry. You have A1 credit rating with this bank.
But I guess there's a lot of paperwork for this kind of loan.
Nonsense.
Oh, nonsense, boy. It's getting awfully...
Sit down, Side Me.
Getting awfully hot in here, isn't it?
Yes.
I knew that would happen someday to me.
Look, you are losing your head. You're going to give us all this money?
Of course not.
Back up, Jack. What do you mean?
I can't give you the money.
But
I have no money.
What?
But you're a bank.
Doesn't make sense, does it? You've got to wonder why we call ourselves a bank.
Well, that did cross my mind.
Well, boys, as you know, the country's in the midst of difficult times. The bank finds itself in an awkward position. You see, about 3 months ago, we saw tough times coming in the banking industry. And as a hedge, we invested heavily in Australian diamond futures.
What happened?
Well, apparently there's no future in Australian diamonds.
Nowhere's Bill, huh?
Precisely.
Mr. Arbitrage, Australia supplies over 34 million carats a year, one-third of the Earth's diamond production. How can there be no future in Australian diamonds?
You're right, of course, Ranger Doug, and remarkably well read.
Well, thank you. It's that kind of research that's made me the idol of American youth.
However, you're speaking of industrial diamonds. We invested in gem-quality futures, specifically from the Sally B mine in the eastern Kimberley region of northwestern Australia. And there hasn't been a diamond found in the Sally B since we made our investment. And until there is, this bank has no money to lend.
Oh, Ranger Doug, this could mean the ruin of the whole valley.
Right you are, Woody. A strong local economy depends on a good, honest, well-financed banking system.
Well, we're in troubles, Bill Jackson.
We certainly are. We're so low on liquid assets, I've had to initiate the most stringent check-cashing procedures in history.
What are we going to do, Ranger Doug?
There's only one thing we can do, Woody. We've got to saddle up and go to Washington and try to arrange a bailout.
A bailout. Great idea, Ranger Doug.
Yeah, for once, we're going to do it the easy way. Yes, yes, capital idea. They have lots of money in Washington. Yes,
come on, boys, let's go.
Let's ride, boys.
As the riders set forth on their Washington odyssey, two solitary figures on horseback trot up to the ride-through window of the First Rational Bank of Tumbleweed Valley.
Ooh. Ooh, boy.
Hello. Welcome to First Rational. May I help you?
Howdy.
Howdy.
May I help you?
Well, yes, thank you. We'd like to cash this check. Would you do that for us, please?
I'm sorry, but we're only taking deposits today.
Aren't you a full-service bank?
No.
Well, look, this check is for a public radio appearance. It's not for very much. You can see here it's 10 buckaroos only.
I'm sorry.
Couldn't you make an exception?
Any exceptions at all?
Oh, well, of course we can, sir. After all, we are First Rational Bank. We do try to be reasonable. All you have to do is play the accordion, guitar, and name all the towns in Wisconsin.
That's it?
Well, nobody else has ever been able to do that.
Well, get ready to cash that check. Wapaka, Wapanwa, Watosa, Verona, Kiwani, Pewaukee, Parsippi, Serona, Mukwanago, Adigo, Nina, Manana, Menasha, Menominee, Lily, Eau Claire.
Ashwa, Bananawa, Manawa, Milton, Dakota, Kakana, Lacouture, Chilton, Glen Beulah, Glen Flora, Fort Atkinson, Wilton, Excelsior, Pelican, Partyville, Blair.
And so as a happy, solitary musical duo and their very startled bank teller complete a most unusual financial transaction and Riders in the Sky prepare to depart for the shining city on the Potomac, we conclude this episode of Trail of the Diamond Desperados. But be sure to be here next week when we present episode 3 entitled Washington Slept Here. It's double-speaking, gobbledygook-filled, bureaucratic melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. Here again, Riders in the Sky, Joey the Capoca King, and satisfied bank customers Lou and Peter Berryman.
Thank you, Saddle Pals. I think we have just enough time for another song, don't we, Slim?
We've got one from Lou and Peter here to take us out.
Yeah, this is a song all about top 40 songs on AM radio that have very few lyrics but go on forever. It's called Play It Again.
I hate to hear a song that doesn't have much to say, and it's a shame that it's more popular every day. It may be short, but when you think it's gonna end, they go and repeat and repeat and repeat the thing again and again and again. I hate to hear
Play It Again.
A song that doesn't have much to say, and it's a shame.
Isn't it nice?
But it's more popular every day. It may be short.
Sing it again.
But when you think it's gonna end, they go and repeat and repeat.
That's all for this episode of Riders Radio Theater. Till we meet again, we'll see you on down the trail.
Passing guests at Riders Radio Theater, bunked in the Woody Paul wing of the Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. For more information on Riders in the Sky, Two Slim Mercantile, Riders in the Sky International Family, Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, directed, and performed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Big Spender. Our production foreman is Campfire Burke. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Klinker. For WVXU, the executive producer is J.C. Doc King. Producer Lasso and Larry Ashcraft. Coordinating producer is Chuck Wagonmaster Ingram. Our chief engineer is Jamboree J. Crawford. Recording director is Gallivan George Zahn. Our sound effects honcho is Winchester Jim Springfield. And our stage manager is Solid L. Ron Esposito. Good night, everybody. This is Texas Big Spender saying we'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.
This is the VXU Radio Network.